I'm joined on the line by the Guardian, Zan Rice, in Misrata. Zan, you were saying that you've been with rebel groups up this tall building in the centre of the city where snipers had been operating.
Yeah, that's right. It's called the Tamim building, which is it's basically a building for insurance companies in Misrata. It's 8 stories high, and it's the highest building in the city. And since March the 19th, there's been a lot of snipers up there, Gaddafi's forces. No one is sure quite how many, but certainly dozens, from the looks of things. And the rebels, they've been picking off a lot of people in the city centre from there, and if, you know, anyone living in that area has had to move out. The rebels have been pounding it for weeks and weeks with AK-47s and RPGs, and finally, yesterday, they managed to clear it. A lot of these guys fled up the street. I'm guessing a lot of them were killed as well. We managed to get in there this morning, and the building is completely inside, completely destroyed. Saw the living quarters of the rebels, of the Gaddafi forces, excuse me, just basically mattresses on the floor. We saw some discarded uniforms, some graffiti on the wall where they said they would never forgive the people of Misrata and they would always come back to get them, you know, to punish them. We saw what they were eating, lots of spent ammunition, thousands of bullet shells on the roof, obviously where they had their sniper positions, and some M4 mortar casings, which they were firing into the city from there. So this has been the main objective of the rebels, to get these guys out of this building and surrounding buildings. Free the city centre and then start pushing off from there. So this is a pretty big thing.
So I was going to say it's a big boost both in terms of the military action, but I suppose it must be a very big psychological boost too.
Yeah, I think so. Certainly the people around there this morning were very happy. There was already a fire engine out there with the water hoses cleaning up the streets. Just around this building, there's 4 destroyed tanks. It really does look like a war zone there. And this was the heart of the city, the very main street with the coffee shops and the hotels, which are now all destroyed or partially destroyed. So, you know, I think symbolically it's quite significant for them to have chased Gaddafi's forces away from there. I mean, they are only a kilometre or so up the road, so it's not like the city is safe by any means, but certainly that part of the city now where people haven't been able to go, certainly civilians, for weeks, they're now going there. I'm not sure how safe it is, but people are milling around there.
Is it possible that the rebels could push on further and push the pro-government troops further back, or are we going to be kind of bogged down in this stalemate for quite some time?
You know, I think it'll be difficult for them to push back much further because that's where Gaddafi's still got tanks and heavy weaponry. And the rebel strategy seems to have been defensive, to hold what they've got up until now, but also to stop Gaddafi's forces killing, you know, being able to pick off people in the city centre. So if they've taken this, but I'm not sure they're gonna be able to take much more ground. But if they can clear more of the buildings of snipers, that'll remove a major menace from the city.
Was this particular building where the bulk of the sniping was taking place from, or are there lots of other buildings where there's snipers based?
No, this was the main one where they were, but it was all the way up Tripoli Street. There were snipers. This was the biggest because it had the best view. It was central. It was the furthest sort of into the city. So yeah, I mean, this was the one they were really happy about clearing.